So I prepared to purchase Naomi's parcel of land, to give us some means and to settle Ruth in within my walls, which then would be the household of Ruth. My dream had come true. Happiness for Ruth and for Naomi, the hope that our family line might be unbroken. But I, Boaz, being a man of law, struggled with myself. For I came to know that there still lived on in Bethlehem a kinsman who held prior claim to Ruth, being the one still nearer in kin than me. And on hearing this, Naomi came running, and old as my mother and stubborn as she stormed at me, that because of the law I would dare to risk the loss of Ruth and the ruin of her life and the lives of us both, and for a mere legality. But plead as she might, to me the law was the basis of trust and the life of all who dwelt in peace in Bethlehem. So in anguish I prayed, yet I went to this man, and I told him how dead Malan's land was for sale, and that it best be kept within our kin, and that with the land, Malan's widow as well was his to claim and to redeem. And I wept at the destruction of our dream, for the man agreed that he'd claim his just claim. Then, God be praised, he bethought him again, for this man would lose his own rich inheritance if he did redeem our Ruth. And the dance of time decided to do a new dance, and dance we did. At the marriage feast of Boaz and Ruth,